Okay.
You have the Shakta Vataria. Rachabi Yaakov says, Amazamnin over Kachoma Bnei. Okay. The word then, as a kasha, Yikimidi, the Israel Shuri, over Kachoma also. The word ends up with a brice. What does the brice say? Tanya, the local of Achabiyak wrote to Lechon Bebehema, called him Shetetinav, she called her Chazayat Sposa, Yofa Yofa, Medicha Yofa Yofa, Mam Tamar Shetetinav. Wochel, Echarov, Kachom, Vechisu, Mutar. Now, the question of the Shakta Vatari of the Gemara. This man knows what he's doing.
I listen to the whole world. Very, very.
Okay. Now, and therefore we don't pass on about Chabiyaka. Is that because of Mikim Midi? Or for a different reason? There's a Gemara on Sanhedrin. It's a long sugya. At the end of the sugya, sugya's talking about Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. You never know where you get a shaila. I had a shaila the last week, the first time I had a shaila. I have Talmud of mine, it's a Rav, it's a shul. And there's a goyish woman who sort of got attracted to him and is very into what Yiddishkeit has to say about goyim. So she had a whole shaila in her Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. First time I had to pass in shaila for a goy in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Okay. The Gemara says like this. Lekamidum is nothing. V'Yisrael Shori Lova Kachovam also. Says Rashi. Why not? Because Klal Yisrael were given an extra Kedusha. And therefore, what happens with them is they're saying, we're giving you extra. So, Kedusha Yaseira. So, now, the Rajpa, when he talks, has told us, Misa for one is Misa for all. Is that what we learn from Lekamidi, Miyakamidi, or a separate thing? He never mentions Miyakamidi. Could be Rambam of the other end and Hilchos Melachim. It used to be Rambam was here, someone. Okay, fine. Ram Perak says Hilchos Melachim. Kol she also Yisrael Mishum Eva Menachai also Ben Neinoach. Yei Neinoach Hayovim Alel Olam Velo Yisrael. Well, Rama switches his lashon. Whatever there's something that a Ben Noach is chayev, and a Jew is not chayev. So the Rambam switching, and this is what you see in Rishonim, between mutter also chayev potter. Shemei Noach acha echad behemer chayev, ben tor, ben tmeyo chayev, and what we should have him in a chayev. And what's him in a chayev? Weibu bots a portion of Farchas, says that which is only so schnell so I was also nay noah, shum ever men a chai. He says, Yej nay noah, a chai, and Jews not chai. Noch echo behema, echo chai, well, bent me a chai, men a chai, and shum bots a men a chai. Weibu bots a portion of Farchas, is Eva Menachai. Now, the question is, at what stage is that? Is that while the Behemoth is still Mavachasis? Because a Jew is also when the Behemoth is Mavachasis eating a little Socho Adam. Now, but after the Behemoth dies, he can eat it. What about a boy? It means, and every Rishon, the Rashi says, and he doesn't understand what Rambam is talking about, it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. What is the Rashi understanding? Either one or two things in the Rambam. Either understands the Rambam talking while it's Mavachesis, but Lo Socho Adam would not apply to a Goy. And therefore, Rambam says he's chayev. Eva Menachai doesn't apply to a Jew. Or he says, listen, if for the Jew it's dead, the Gemara says, what's dead for one is dead for the other, and that's it. So, but according for the Jew, it's dead. It's only also Adam. And for the guy, it's he's chayev misafar. No one can figure out the Rambam. There are one of two directions to go in the Rambam. We'll see with a bunch of things we see the other Rishonim. Say, no. The Rambam says there's no such thing. This is one possibility. Could be the Rambam doesn't believe in the whole cloud of Mi'ikam meeting. Right. Why? We don't find anyone who disagrees with it. But somehow the Rambam would say he doesn't believe in it. Or he does believe in it. But he's telling us something else. I don't say it is dead for one, dead for the other. Whatever is mutter for a Jew is already mutter for them. But you're going to have, that means, what is the Rambam saying? Something that a goy is chayev. His lashness is chayev. Calls him on the animals alive. That means, with all the animals mefachesis, since a Jew is also, when it's alive, well, is allowed to have Eva Menachai when it's alive. But the moment it stopped being mefachesis, that same piece of meat that you took off the goy, since a Jew can eat it, the goy can automatically eat it. I don't know. Yes, dead. No, there's nothing to. The fact that for a Jew it's also for Lo Socho Adam, that means I can still continue the Yisur Eva Menachai for a Goy as long as it's also for a Jew. Maybe. We'll see if that's a possible pshat. Rishonim throw their hands up at the Rambam, and Achronim 20 different pshat, and we'll see what are the possible pshat in the Rambam. But what he did with our Gemara.
If the Rambam wouldn't believe in the Mi'ikamidi, so what's the beginning of the Halacha?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Well, there are a bunch of other things. For instance, we'll see. All sorts of different things which the Rambam brings. There's a whole bunch of examples that enable us to understand this cloud a little better. Now, and enable us to understand the Fachasis. Okay. Now, along came young man says, wait a second, what about the Rama Roveya? That's your kash, right, Feivelson, right? Okay. So as I open it up, it says there, very clearly, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Chassam Sofer. So Frankel says, okay. Then I looked a little more. Baruch Hashem Shabbos, you have time to learn. Really, it's Machlokes Nibri and Rabbeinu Tam. One says that when it's Mefarcheses, it's dead for a Jew, totally dead for a Jew. And therefore, that halacha is only talking about an akum, shechts, a behemoth shera, or a Jew who sheds a behemoth tmeya. There, mefaches, it's alive. And another says, we're going to be going through everything very clearly. He said, no. It is dead only for the purpose of achila. It's alive for all other purposes. Okay. The question is, you shecht an animal, behemoth kodshim, can you be poded at that point? Is it an animal? You can be poded an animal. It can't be poded meat. What is it? It's meat or an animal? What is it? Meat or an animal? You take just, there's a Rajba at the beginning of Parakisu Adam, refers to the Rajba Baba Kama Davai involved on the days, where he brings all the Shitas, Tosas, and Baba Kama Davai involved. So, exactly how to deal with Mefacheses, we're going to have to get to. And how to deal with the Rambam, we're going to have to get to. But let's begin with Tosas. This will take up most of the week. Tosas says, Echa mutarab. Mashma the time mishum. Tosas says, it is not clear. So what does Tosas say? Be very careful with Tosas. Mishum, the lek immediately is so shuri, lova kachovim, or chovim also. Now Tosas says, mutar also does sechayat not chayat. Now, it's not clear. He says it's mashma that way. The Gemara asks a kash, the Gemara brings a brisa. All the brisa does not give you any reasoning. It just says it's against Rav Acha ben Yaakov, and that's it. Therefore, Rav Acha ben Yaakov is wrong. So what is it? It's mutar lezamin akum al bnei me'ayim. So if I shecht a cow, and I like to make lungs, special delicacy lungs, I can invite my goyish neighbor to eat it. No problem. That's a halacha we know. That's all the brisa says. Is it because the Gemara is kosher? No, it would seem that way. Remember, it doesn't say, even Tosas is willing to grant that it just would seem that way. The Tamer, the Perek Dal and Mises, Paruch, or Iki Yafas Toar. Mashani, Shani over Karum Lab and a Kibush Ninu. Or Hanami, Shani over Kachovim, Lab and a Shita Ninu. Now, he remains with the Tzorch in on this Kasha. Now, here we have a problem with the Kasha. What is Lab and a Kibush Ninu? Let's see what Rashi says, Lab and a Kibush Ninu. What is this halacha? Halacha is a Jew is the usher in an ashes ish of a goy. But if in milchama there's a din of yafas Torah, when is the din of yafas Torah? Only in milchamas mitzvah, authorized by Sanhedrin. Okay, and it's a Mechemes Mitzvah. There's a Mechiyuv and there's a din kibush. Once there's a din kibush, so then automatically, through kibush, he can take Yifas Tor, and she's no longer an Eishes Ish. He's mutter be Eishes Ish. And a guy, if makes war, is not mutter be Eishes Ish. So apparently you have something for a Jew is mutter, and for a guy is osur, and that goes against the cloud. Rashi says, no, there's no kibush by a guy. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shasur lam kadama leel, rabbinic lo nitno nisno oretz lichbosh. They were not, we were given Eretz Yisrael. We were given Eretz Yisrael, someone else was living here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us permission to invade Eretz Yisrael and take the land. That means, the moment you matter kibush, there's a result. Ritzich is mutter and gezel is mutter. Why? The goyim are living here, we're taking the land away. Now, not once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said soror asamid yonim, so that you're allowed to make a melchama against Midyan. So that means a war means people got killed and they can take their property. So you matir two things. You matir gezel and you matir ritzicha. That's what war is about. Okay. Now, generally, for instance, when the white men, the English or the Spanish, invaded North America, South America, they had no right to kill Indians. They had no right to steal their land. They did. So when the Jews invaded Eretz Yisrael or Midian, for instance, they had a right to do it. And that right meant, included in that right, is to take captives. And through taking captives, if he wanted to be mafkir li Yisrael Shishish. Okay, so therefore, the goy does not have the kalim, the ability to achieve what a Jew can achieve, and therefore, memela, he does not, it's, when the Jew does it, there is no eshes ish. It's not there's an avera, you matter an avera, no. You create a brand new facts on the ground. It's facts on the ground. What's the Gemara says? A goy is chayev for parz mishava pruta. What's the lab name of chilanen? If you throw on the stav al gezel, she parz mishava pruta and nechshav gezel beinayim. Since Jews should forgive every small thing and not pay attention to it, so there's an automatic mechila on it. Goyim do not have that, so there's not an automatic mechila, and therefore it's also, and therefore chayav. But the way Rashi explains it, it's a very simple issue here. Goyim simply do not have the kelim to be mafkia, the asseritations. When it comes to mutter also, what's mutter for Jews, mutter for goy. A Jew is also anxious issues, a goy. A guy is also Eishes Ish as a guy. A Jew has the ability to mafkir the Yisrael Eishes Ish. A guy doesn't have that ability. So comes along Tosfos. That is the way Rashi explains the sugya. Comes along Tosfos and asks a question that makes no sense within Rashi's explanation of the sugya. He says, what is it? Shani over kochom labne kibishnu. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that have to do? What have to do with the whole issue of meek and meeting? Both are also an Eishes Ish. A Jew, because he has a din kibush, can be mafkir, there is an Eishes Ish. A goy, does not have bar kibush, she doesn't have the kelim to mafkid the aseres. That's it. But when it comes to mutar aser, they're the same. So what is it? A guy is not a ben shechita, he can't shecht. Huh? Why is that relevant for the guy can't shecht? And told who is the kasha? So it's not the kasha. He doesn't give it, never gives the teretz to the kasha, stays with the kasha. We'll have to see how other rishon. Let's continue. We ain't lahakshos, mi odo ama, ove kachom shishovas chayev. What is it? Shabbos is given to Jews. It's the bris between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Lama tes malach. And if he does, even on Wednesday, chaymis. No, that's what he says. That is why. Something that begins as a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah of Shabbos. A guy's not involved in it, he can't invade our territory. He can't invade our territory. That's something else. In Mutar Aser, it's us because of our mitzvah. And Rashi's cloud, we were given extra mitzvahs, an extra surah, an extra degree of Kedusha. So, yeah, we give an extra degree of Kedusha of Shabbos. But he can't invade our territory. There are different periods in the life of an Ober. There is when you have a fertilized ovum. For it's implanted in the walls of the woman's uterus. It's one thing. Number two, the moment it's implanted in the walls of the uterus. So, a woman's uterus. There are 40 days now. Where it's called Maya Ba'alma. And here's an important Ramban and Torah Sa'odah. Where all the discussions of Ubrim begin. There's a basic shaila of being Mechal Shabbos for the Koch Nefesh of an Uber. That, let's say, a woman or a Yom Kippur, if she will not eat or drink, will miscarry. Can she eat, drink on Yom Kippur, not for her own health, but for the miscarriage? Can she mivachal on Shabbos to go to the hospital to save her from a miscarriage? So the Bahag says yes. And the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam says as follows. That the first 40 days, it's not a nefesh. So for the first 40 days, not a nefesh, there's no head. There might not be a heter to Mechal Shabbos, but after 40 days it's a nefesh. It's called Pekuach Nefesh. It's a Chiyuv Hatzolah. And therefore, that Chiyuv Hatzolah is Matip Pekuach Nefesh. What about the first 40 days, even though it is not a nefesh? And I'm just repeating the words of the Ramban. He says then, what's the halacha? Halacha is another heter. Chalel of Shabbos Harbe, Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kedeshishmo Harbe, Shabbos Harbe. So anything that's a potential nefesh, you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for him, because when it becomes a nefesh, it will keep Shabbos. So the Ramban sets down two periods here when it's a potential nefesh or a real nefesh, and he says chiyuv, and the chiyuv hetub koch nefesh with the chiyuv hatzola. Chiyuv hatzola is for a nefesh, and here it's also for a potential nefesh. The Ramban is not talking about Ritzicha. Okay. Now, that is the sheet of the Ramban. Tosis here doesn't get into the different stages in the development. Then there's another stage afterwards when the child is viable, when the Uber is viable, that it will survive outside. And then there's another stage when the woman's in active labor. Necker. Okay, but Ramban is the one who's very clear and makes a distinction when it is a nefesh, and all the discussion when it is a nefesh, not a nefesh, gets started from the Ramban. Tosis just wants to say that Ubrim and Agoy is chayav misaf of doing an abortion at a certain stage. What stage? He doesn't get into. And a Jew, even though it's not chayav misaf, it's also. Let's say for a Jewish woman to go to a goyish doctor to have an abortion would be, or to a Jewish doctor would be lifnei. She's telling him to do something which is also for him to do. She, besides that, so samar al dam reyach, and there's a chiyav hatzola to save it. So Tosis says here that even a goy, a Jew, and because Tosis is working with mutter also not chayiv. Not chayev. So a Jew is also, he takes this as a double portion, that a Jew is also to perform an abortion. Sirel and Renera, he departed me, come up on the shirt. Okay. I am Toma per Gira Nosha, the Pligi. If no Avim and a Chai Batome, I mean, in my hope to be Surah Abu Nainor, the Rakom of Horem, Atome Kator, Vishnu, the Rabbona, Abu Gavden, you saw Munzah, Avim and a Chai, from becoming also Lemmy Shum Tome. So Ash just the Surah, the Surah Shuri, Lord of Chav also. So Tosin now has opened up a whole thing. What has Tosin said? Tosis has told us that it doesn't have to be the same yisur. Be two separate yisurim. Because when I take, let's say you take a camel and you chop the leg off of a camel while it's alive, a Jew's not going to go to Beit Melachah. She's going to also because you're not allowed to eat from a camel. I'll go to Beit Melachah, so there's no problem. It's not that we equate the issue, what is also for one is also for the other. What, in the same issue. Two separate issues. It's the first thing you see in Tosis. It's not for the Goy it's Eben Rechai, for a Jew it's Eben. No. Jews are smart because of Tom. Actually, Yisrael Shuri Lokom. Elo Rabbeinu the Omer, they knowing Elo Bebehemet Tohoru Bovad. Even a Chai the Chayos, Ofos Hatohoru, the Yisrael Shuri Lokom also. So he says, now we'll have to see that Gemara inside. That according to Rabbeinu, he says Rabbeinu does not hold of the claw. And so, how do we paskin that? And then we have to see that how we paskin in that. We don't pass away from Meir. So Tosis is basically giving his pshat in Migi Kimiti. It does not have to be the exact same Yisr. It's Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachom, and the Chachom are not bothered. The Chachom believe in Migi Kimiti. And so Tosis now has one person who does not believe in Migi Kimiti. That's Rav Meir. And we don't pass away from Meir. Came a chashin and came in the stam of the chay also to Israel and came by par also and broke up and he gets a part of Mishum. Mishum the koma. Even a chay did who also Mishum the boy is shchita. Abu Gavdo Kahom, also the Marshal, was beginning about Ads and Israel, Mitzvah, because Zayas was. No. Oh, my God, the Hatsashi Osman in our Torah. Okay. He says, wait a second. I have something. I have Chatzis Shir. A Jew is Chayef Chatzis Shir, but it's not Chayef Chatzis Shir. But Enochanami, if you have Chatzis Shir of Evi Menachai, a Jew is not Chayef. A Goy is Chayef. Wonderful. But since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzis Shir also in HaTorah, for different reasons, different examples of cause of Kol Chayvah. Has nothing to do. Chatzi Shir Mechayt, not Yisrael Mechayt, it's a separate Yisrael Chatzi Shir. No. I shlok is Dom al Chatzi Shir Motam, and I told Dom al less than Kol Chayvah. Oh, now he has somebody else. Rech Shlokish doesn't have that. Oh, wait 1 second. So therefore, for Shlokish doesn't have that cloud. El Sova will command Dom Hoch, Aim is on over Kahum of Nemeai. Comes along, Tosis, because that we have the issue of Chatzis Shir. So, what is Tosis saying? There's nothing I have that, in point of fact, is mutter for a Jew, also for a Goy. Even though different Isurim, I don't care. But I can't have that reality. So therefore, he says, I pause mechatzis ayis, which Rish Lakish says he should drop on. No, that Rav Acha ben Yaakov doesn't. Rav Acha ben Yaakov is coming to Rish Lakish from two angles. One, that Amurach b'dikula. And second of all, he doesn't believe Baal b'chal on his cloud. So the Gemara asks the Kash, the Gemara is asking from that answer, Kash, and the Gemara answers from the Braisa. The Bryce is against Rish Lakish. Wait a second. So Bryce is against Rish Lakish. So do we paskin like that Bryce? We don't paskin like that Bryce. Well, seems to say we paskin like that Bryce. And it's against Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish is held like the mayor. So it's not bothered by it. But the Gemara tells us we don't paskin like Rish Lakish in this. No. So is the Gemara telling us now something else? Is the Gemara rejecting Rish Lakish completely? What did the Rashba tell us? Just let's get back into the Gemara. One of the riots the Rashba had against Rish Lakish, that for Rish Lakish, is our sugya here. So, this is a very complex Tosis, as Tosis is moving through the sugya. Tosis has told us a number of things. In Metzias, you cannot have Mutter Jew or Sugoi. Yifas Tor, different Labanei Kibushnenu, and he has a problem in Shchita Labanei Shchitenenu. What's that all about? Certainly he's not saying Labanei Kibushnenu like Rashi. He has to have a different understanding of Laban and Kibush now. And then he says, so I had all sorts of theories about it. Then I bumped into Tosas. Tosas was saying that Eva Menachai or Behemet Meya. For a Jew, Goy it's Eva Menachai, for a Jew it's Behemet Meya. I two separate so I don't care. The mice, Mutter for Jew, no. It doesn't. It's also for different reasons. Not Eva Menachai. This is his Tosis here. It's Tosis in Sanhedrin. Very confusing Tosis. Tosis in Sanhedrin, Dafnun Tess. Like a medium, but Varshu mitzvah the Israel army in Hachim. overcome Shishos Chai Vesom Mitzvah Avagrav the Beshain with Shabbos and Mitzvah. Yet all of Mitzvah Shvisa Shabbos. Okay, same thing. A goy invades our territory. Well, Ubrim, the overcome Chai Vesom Potu Avagrav the Potu Kokom Lo Shori. Miu Kosha. That's a Kasha. As follows. What's Allah? A woman's in childbirth. Now here we're getting into a very complex shot. And when she's in childbirth, and if she gets a regular later, it'll kill the woman. So what you're allowed to do is kill the uber. That means even though you're killing an uber, which for a goy would be Ritzicha, but for us it's also, it's not, it is, it's also for whatever reason. Toz hasn't gotten into that yet. But Yotzer Rosho, if the baby is born, Ein Docha Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh. You can't kill one against the other. You can't kill one against the other. Well, kodem shiyotzer roshu, hachai poshen ziyotem uchat ha-riva, umatzir kidei lahatzir lasar ima. Ava ova kolchom also, kemi shihuzra ala ubrim. So, Tosus in the kasha, is assuming for whatever the heter is, but since of whatever the issa for a Jew is, that's not standing in the way of Hatzol of the Mama. But for a guy who's chayev, it's Ritzicha Gemura. So Ritzicha Gemura is not. So a guy with the uber before it's born is the same status for a Jew after the baby has stuck its head out. Yeshlama, Ranaim Yisrael Mitzvah Kedei Lahatzol. It's a Mitzvah Hatzol. So what is he saying? So Tosis is agreeing here with what I told you in the name of the Ramban and Torah Sodom. That the whole het of Koach Nefesh is based on Hatzmitzis Hatzolah. Right, he's agreeing with that. And Mitzis Hatzolah is Dolche, whatever Aveir you have of Harigas Ubra, but not once it's born. Okay, speak a little. But he says, maybe a guy also would be allowed. Wait 1 second. Here we have a whole other dynamic happening. For a guy that's Ritzicha Gemura, a guy is Chayav Misa for it. And what? That's number one. Number two, what he's saying is something else. A massive Chiddush Tosfos is telling that a goy is allowed, and a goy has a chiv hatzola. Wait a second. We usually have chiv hatzola. Where does a goy get a chiv hatzola from? A Jew has a chiv hatzola. As a Ramban says, of course, never should chiv hatzola. Shloma, not Yisrael mitzvah hatzola. Needs period there, I would say, no, but I'll say Jew has a mitzvah hatzolah, and it's matzah to certain things. But he doesn't have a mitzvah hatzolah. I thought I'm not so sure about that. The issue that few but over to call him shari. A guy also might have a mitzvah hatzolah. Wait 1 second. The sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And the Shema Mitzvahs they know of, all are Yisurim, the Goy does not have Mitzvahs. So, but there's no eight. Where in the world does this Mitzvahs have soul come from? That would enable a Goy to violate Ritzicha, and to save the mother. A Jew can't violate Ritzicha. And as Reb Chaim explains in There's a nefesh and a nefesh bava. That means, and when you develop, it's already considered you're being not a complete human being. So therefore, if I have to choose between a life of a complete human being and a non-complete human being, so chiyuv hatzolah of the complete human being is go for the nefesh of an incomplete. But the moment I have a nefesh gomor, the child's head has come out, so he's considered a nefesh gomor, so then I cannot decide between two from the nefashos, which is more important. That would kind of explain the Rambam. So Tosis is working. Now, a goy, the question is, why is a goy? I have Nisan over. So apparently, Tosis understood. This is apparent, but we're going to have to get a little deeper into this. Apparently, Tosis understood that even for a goy, there's a nefesh gomor. And you always have preference for a nefesh over a nefesh gomer over another nefesh. Except the goy is chayiv misa, a Jew is osur for a nefesh, ain't it? A goy is chayiv misa for a nefesh and a gomer, and a Jew's not. Okay, so it's a different direction, not any sort. Wonderful. But then we have to understand, where does goy get the chayiv hatzolah from? Not what a sheva misa, the nei noach. But this Tosis here in Sanhedrin is an eye-opening idea. Now, you have to see what other Mishon will say about this. And Tosis, there's nothing in Tosis and Sanhedrin that contradicts the Tosis we have in the Fulan. But Tosis in the Fulan has a plea that Tosis does not ask for Shrita. Doesn't. Our Tosis asks from Shrita. Says our Tosis asks from Shrita, and Tosis doesn't give a parents. He's stuck. Now, what is the dynamic that's happening? If we take a look in the Rishonim, two main Rishonim in Sanhedrin, the Rad and the Yadavah. Man says like this. Man has some advice. We ik immediately the cause kusim machai v'sho machai. Okay, you can guess a part from Shiva. The beginning, Eben Rechai. Usim Rechai, Nisa, Yisrael Amachai. But I have Rechai, Bo Rechai, Bo Adah. You are my Miki, you can show Shori and Bo. He had a Gears of Chai, and he said, forget the Gears of Chai. It's not the right Gears. No. And take a look at Sanhedrin. Rechai, we can read this real short of Marshall is so motor. And it goes, oh. It's motor rocks. Not science. Top seven. It's the first thing. Oh. Then he goes, whereas, what about the first story? What's about that? A little girl on that one side. And
That's last saw. Yisrael Shari Ukusi also. Afish Yisrael also who Bavadai Yifastor Shal Yisrael Chaveiro. Let's say there is a Jewish woman and he captures this Jewish woman for whatever reason she's there. And she says she's still there. Then two kushas. Fastor da Asur Nainor, Benchitia Fastor Shal Yisrael, Odidu. She will be not sure it's Tator did there. You can be the Yisrael Shar the Kosk also. Yes, I'll have a Yishna of Yisrael. Yisrael, but who's the Shar Yerachon? Okay. And she's Kusi Muteras Yisrael. And she's been, it says, what about a Jew with an ancient Sisha of Roy? That's us. Shakusim ain't so from Eru, but Eru lived no king in Kusim Zebis. Can all the Asur be a first Torah? The Kathy have the ages of Kusim Kabero. You still hang in a Kibush, Koshmas of Kusim King Akuf, and Mama Shalai, but if the Mayan Torah's issues, the Udulo Kokholi Ishma. It's a whole different parish. He says, what does he say? He says both like this. In Eden, is the three types of avot. A Jew with an Eved Ivri, a Jew with an Eved Nari, and a Goy with either a Jew or a Goy. Normally, a human being is not proper. For instance, my five fingers do not belong to me. It's not property. All the fingers. The only time you treat a human being as property in a case where a Jew has a kinyan and a goy has a kinyan, that it definitely becomes absolute property. If a goy will take, let's say, when they had the slaves in the United States, it was al pidin, not if it was a goy and a goy. So then they had a king in Maisi Yadayim, but not a king in Hakuf. If a Jew was a slave owner, he had the ability to muckle in the gavos and become a king in Hakuf, and he would own the slave as property. But a boy and a boy, Al-Din, did not have that ability. Says the Rabbi, what is the issue here? What does the Torah B'nai Kibush Nindun say? This may be Rashi, it's certainly, let's see if it's Tosis. Basis of Yifas Torah is when the Jew is Kona this Goy with the king and Gomer, so that is must be a Yishus. Not Eshus, what's his problem? He has no Shaitas to anything previous. But that's only possible in the special kinyan that a Jew has in Eved Kanan. Mashiach Canada was not seen by Sri Dime, that's not enough to be a vicious. Okay. Now, obviously, let's look at our Tosis here. I'm a Shumulek and Indy Shosher. I. Oh, come by when I came to Shumulek. I'm a Bob and I speak to them. It wouldn't fit in our Tosis. Tosis is having a whole different understanding of what that whole thing was talking about. So what the Ron is saying, that a Jew has the tool to create a different messiahs. Asians is gone. It's not a heter Asians. It's a tool he has in Maskia Asians. It's not a heter. Once the man says that, so Tosfos question disappears. But Tosfos stays with Kash. Tosfos somehow is bothered by Laban Ashkibishnet. Laban Ashkibishnet. What does it mean? It could mean, as I explained, that what, when is the first daughter? If she's kavush, when it, and there's no shochut by God. So, since, what's he saying? I'm going to stop here. You have to go very carefully through these verses here. Here. And there is a Yadramah. Also, that's a different Mahalah. We'll see the Rishonim how they do it. We'll see how to do it. And understand exactly what this power is. And get back to the Rama. The Tosfos is very clear. That when the Gemara, the Brisa rejects Rav Acha ben Yaakov, it's because of the Yikamid. And with that, he rejects Resh Lakhim Samach. It's not that the Brisa rejects one of our Kula. No. Could be rejecting that as well. I'd be very, very careful. And tells us how that ends up when I'm Tzakamach from our Kula.